Hello and welcome to my hermitage, where we reflect each day over the gospel that we used in our Eucharistic celebration. This is Father Clint coming to you from my hermitage, of course, here at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today is October 31st, Halloween. The Friday of the 30th week. And the gospel passage that I'd like to reflect over today is from the writing of St. Luke. And he writes, "On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully." The gospel that we have today opens with a quiet but powerful image. Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people were observing him. It's the Sabbath, a day meant for rest, worship, communion. Yet this meal is not entirely peaceful. The Pharisees were watching Jesus not out of admiration, but out of suspicion. They were waiting to see if he will break their rules, if he will step outside their narrow expectations. This is a striking scene. Jesus, the Son of God, chooses to sit at the table of one of those who is questioning him. He enters their space, knowing he is being watched carefully. Not without his hostility in his heart, but with patience, mercy, and truth. There's something deeply human about this moment. All of us know what it feels like to be watched, to be measured, to be judged. Misunderstood, sometimes by family, sometimes by co-workers, sometimes even within our own communities of faith. The gaze of others can make us shrink, perform, or hide parts of who we truly are. But Jesus shows us another way. He does not retreat from the table. He does not become defensive. He does not try to win approval. He simply is who he is, the embodiment of truth and love. His serenity under scrutiny becomes a quiet act of courage. True holiness does not seek the safety of invisibility. It stands out in the open. Calm, grounded, and free. Jesus teaches us that integrity is not about perfection, it's about presence. To live truthfully, even when others are watching, is to live in the gaze of God. The eyes of the Pharisees are sharp and suspicious. But the eyes of God are different. Where they look for faults, God looks for faith. Where they measure performance, God perceives love. Where they see what is external, God sees the heart. This distinction changes everything. When we live for human approval, we become anxious and divided. But when we live under God's gaze, we become peaceful and whole. His gaze is not like theirs. It is not a trap, but a home. To be seen by God is to be known completely and still loved. So what might this gospel be asking of us today? Perhaps it invites us to sit calmly at our own Pharisee tables, the uncomfortable space where we feel misunderstood, where others may be watching us more closely than listening. It asks us not to respond with fear or pride, but with quiet authenticity. Our task is not to convince the room, but to remain faithful to who we are before God. When we stop performing for approval, the table becomes a place of mission. When we let go of the need to be admired, we begin to love freely. And when we begin to accept that being watched is part of discipleship, we discover the freedom that Jesus knew, the peace that comes from being fully known and fully loved by God our Father. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you sat among those who misunderstood you, and yet you maintained peace. Teach me to live with that same serenity, to walk in truth even when others judge me, to trust the gaze of the Father above all else, and to let love, not fear, shape my every action. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I'd ask you to pray for me in this mission of mine to bring the word, the good news, to you each day. And if the Spirit moves you, invite your family and friends to join us each day as we reflect over and share the word from my hermitage. God bless you.